Why are you out here?
For a fair deal. We started negotiating back on June 4th, and the government never put any effort into it. They put more effort into creating legislation to take our rights away. They never had any interest in doing a fair bargaining session, and it's time that we finally get what we deserve. Enough is enough. We're tired of struggling to feed our family and after work. It's been too long.
I'm sure you can understand there's a lot of parents frustrated with both the government and union that it's come to this. What would you say to them?
We want the kids in school too, but we want the school we remember. It's not the school it used to be. Cuts are hurting kids. Kids aren't getting the attention they need in the younger grades. They're not getting the ECE help. Too many kids are special who need the special attention are only getting help for one or two periods a day and being left alone for the other two periods a day. We're looking for full coverage. We're looking for an investment in our future, and we're looking to keep our heads above water. We're losing people. We can't keep custodians. We can't find EAs. The boards are calling in emergency help, which are just parents with no special training. It's awesome that they're willing to help, but we need proper funded schools.
Okay, and lastly, there's kind of been mixed reports on what happens after today. I know the QP Ontario School Board Council's president, Laura Walton, kind of made a comment yesterday suggesting the strike is on until further notice.
Yeah.
What have you understood?
Yeah, we're here till we get a deal. Yeah, we're out. We're done until there's a deal. We're not going to stand for our rights being taken away from us. It goes against charter rights. We did everything we were supposed to do. We followed the process. They never made an effort, and this is now a labor movement.